Welcome to Wolf Den Saturday Set, where we are back for another week in our happy place, King Zone. You're in your bunker early this morning, grinding away, trying to solve this never-ending puzzle that we've somehow got ourselves enamored with.
It's what I do best.
No training for you this morning,
grinding right? Away.
You push everything out of the way and just focus.
Get time.
Yeah, focus. So, yeah, good few hours of form for you to get yourself in a position for the show, which we appreciate. Quickly welcome the Fizz in.
Good morning, boys.
Welcome, Fizz, mate. You ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, looks a fantastic weekend of racing coming up.
It's going to be magic. So the big meeting is at Caulfield, of course, Underwood Stakes Day. We've got four feature races to unpack from there. And we're going to start with the Underwood Stakes. And we might get the market up as well while we get you to unpack your thoughts on this great race. We do know last year, without a fight, ran six. Not a bad run. And then he went on to run to win the Caulfield Cup and the Melbourne Cup. There'll be a lot of other horses in this race who would love to do exactly the same as him. What did you make of it?
Always a great race, form line-wise, isn't it, the Underwood?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't particularly like the race. I thought Pericles was a little bit short at $3.30. Only won five races in his career from 20 starts prior to last start's easy kill. Eight defeats before that. Doesn't get all the favours, drawn out wide in 11, and there's a bit of pace drawn inside. So won't get as easy. Not saying Pericles can't win, but I just thought $3.30 was a bit too short. The only horse I could back in the race is the French galloper Place de Carousel. We saw what he did behind V-Sustina. We saw what V-Sustina also did coming out first up. The trial, everyone keeps talking to me about the trial. I'm not really a trial watcher. Fitz, what do you think of the trial of Place de Carousel?
I quite like the trial. They definitely they hunted it up there towards the end of the trial. So they're obviously getting it fit for the 1800 first up. Trial was quite good. I liked it. It was sitting nice at the tail of the field, then came around him and ended up, I think it won the trial in the end. Yeah, for me, it's the horse that I want to be on first up in this race. I thought Faulkner Park was probably just going to go around for a run, setting it up for the Caulfield Cup. I thought Buckaroo looked a little bit short going up to the 2000 from the 1600. And I thought Pericles was a good chance. But again, like King said, drawn wide this time and a bit of speed underneath. Might see it a little bit tricky from the gate, but that was my go. If I was going to bet, Place to Carousel for me.
Where do you think you'll be in the run, Place to Carousel?
I did a few different maps this morning. They all had it going forward. So interesting. Maybe just take a sit behind whatever goes to the front and see where it goes from there.
When we were talking to Sam Friedman last week, and the podcast for that's going to drop tomorrow, and you will see him say this, I say, what's the one horse that everyone should follow for spring? Who you think's got the best chance? And he did say Place de Carousel.
Did he really?
Okay. He did. Yeah.
Well, with that, I'm going to have something on it. Not an official Saturday set tip, but I'm definitely going to have something on. I think he'll firm up too.
I
saw $5 early. He's into about $4.60 now. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if he's a big go.
I'm pretty sure Yulong paid $6 million Australian dollars to buy it out of Europe. A lot of money, eh?
A lot of money, yeah.
All right, we're going to move to Caulfield Race 5, the Testarossa. It's a bit of a lead up to the Toorak. And this is an interesting race, King Zone, because...
Yes.
We've got another one of these favourites that was sort of the bane of the punter's existence last Saturday. So another Will was really impressive first up, won really well, I'm sure rated really well. Here he comes up again. They've put up even money, which is the exact kind of profile of these horses we've been talking about. So how do we deal with this one?
I do think $2 is a bit short, but I do think another Will is something special. If you look at his first up, ran the win, he sat wide and he attacked the line and just got up. On the line, but geez, it was a big win. He runs time. He's pretty bomb-proof. What worries me about this race, about taking $2, is where he is going to be in the run. So we've got Wishlaw, Lass and Buffalo River, which will go forward and probably sit first and second. Another Will, who has drawn barrier one, will either sit fourth fence or very possibly sixth fence. So when you're taking $2 around Caulfield and you've got a couple of horses coming back on you, you are going to need some luck. That is the concern. I think if another Will gets luck, another Will will win. But when you're taking $2, as we've seen, you want everything to be – you want to tick every box, and that is a box that isn't ticked, and it's a big box.
And you've done a bit of work on the data around that, Annalise. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on, aren't we?
Yeah, for sure.
Fizz, can I get your thoughts on this race, please?
Yeah, tough race for me. Not a race I'll be betting in, but I had Craig top pick, which was on last start. Craig actually drew barrier two, I think, this time in. Another Will's got barrier one. Craig might be in a better position than another Will. Has a good turn of foot and a bit of upside too, Craig. But I couldn't see myself betting. Another Will was second pick just behind it for me. And like King said, inside gate, very scary for even money shot. And then there's Here to Shock for me, which was my third pick. Never runs a bad race and it'll put itself in the firing line. It'll be off and gone. They'll have to catch it.
All right, very good. We're off to Caulfield Race 7, the Foundation Cup, 2,000 metre race. Let's call this the B set of the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup Brigade. Maybe not quite up to Underwood Stakes level, but they're going to go around in here. We welcome in an AI Screen Kings to help us unpack it all.
This is the race I'm going to bet the biggest in at Caulfield on Saturday. So we've got St. George, 49. I know Fitz is keen on St. George, so I'll let him talk about St. George. Then we go to Immediacy on a bullet rating of 89 and a back. The other back in the race for me is number 5, Banker's Choice, with a bullet rating of 61. So I'll talk about Banker's Choice for first. Mm-hmm. Third up, tick, and getting to a suitable distance over 2,000, a big tick. This horse has got some high ratings. D Lane gets on as well, which I really like, and gets the blinkers back on. So at that price around the $18, $19 mark, I think is tremendous value and is an official Saturday set tip. So there's the first one for Saturday. Then we also go to Immediacy, which is down the bottom. Had 6 starts, gets in with 54 kilos. Craig Williams on board. Ran behind Pericles first up. Did enough in that, over 1,500, did enough in that to suggest that he's going to be right in this race over 2,000, which is much better suited. Only had 6 starts. His last, before the first up run, went to Sydney, ran behind Riff, the late Riff Rocket, in the Guineas and the Derby. On wet, rain-affected tracks, but ran 5th, and this horse is a real good horse. I think that those horses down in the weight, St. George and Immediacy, will be well-backed. St. George, I thought, was a little bit too short, but Immediacy is an official Saturday set tip as well. Two in the one
Just
race.
Just quickly on Riff Rocket, yeah, very sad news, wasn't that? Remember how hard we cheered Riff Rocket when we were at the Hudson Hotel?
Yeah.
And he won the Derby. Remember that, Fizz?
Yeah, I do. The whole place went up.
Yeah,
great horse.
I was listening to Chris Waller and Charlie Duckworth in their weekly show yesterday. They're very sad about all, as you'd hope and expect. But
amazing how this game can turn.
It is.
For the good and obviously for the bad.
They're fragile
as well,
beings, horses, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
Fizz, can you let us know what you thought of this race?
Yeah, sure. So King's got 2 Saturday set tips in the same race. I got one. So I really like the 15 St. George. I think no one would have missed its run last start. It was 60s into about $7 this day. You'll watch it. It's the grey behind him here, car riding. Look, there was nowhere for her to go. It just panned out this way that she went there hoping for a run to open up. It didn't happen. I also want to mention another horse in this race, Tempesta, which is the one in the red cap down the outside, ducking in, trying to get out. I'm definitely not making it a loser on the weekend. I'm definitely backing both of these horses. I think that the better bet is St. George on the basis that it'll be sitting closer in the run. And with any luck, the 1,700 metres up to the 2,000, this horse will just gobble up the ground. I think it's a very, very good bet. It's drawn very close to the inside. And I don't think Carr will make the same mistake as last time. I think she'll give it a good run. And I'm definitely backing the other one up the top as well. But maybe there's a Quinella, Quaddy, whatever, trifectas, everything for everyone. King's got 2 runners.
Yeah, absolutely. What worried me a little bit about that race was this really slow tempo. Did you think that St. George needed more ground?
No, not in that race. I didn't think it needed more ground. I think it would have won that race very easily. But it just never, ever saw daylight. Its ratings from overseas and Tempesta's ratings are both well clear of everything running in this race.
Big weight difference so between far, those 2 horses.
Exactly right. So she didn't cop any penalty because she didn't win that race. So now she gets to come out with a light weight, and I just think that it'll reverse the form and should get over the top of them. But we'll see.
Fair call.
I did have Immediacy 3rd pick. I did want to mention it. The 1,500 to 2,000 was a tiny issue for me. 1,500 metres up to the 2,000, but definitely got ability and definitely 3rd pick for me.
Very good. All right, stick with us. We're halfway through the feature races and we'll be back after this to finish them off.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this spring carnival with the Ladbrokes app, loaded with the best racing features, including bet ticker, so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insight straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke it this spring carnival.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website. All right, let's finish off the Caulfield feature races. So we move to Caulfield Race 9, the Caulfield Guineas Prelude. You know, when we're talking Caulfield Guineas Prelude, that the spring is getting serious. It's a 1,400 metre race. Obviously, I found this race a little hard. I thought there's a lot of horses on the way up. Very hard to line them all up. It's not the top liners. They're all sort of in the better races, the Golden Roses and stuff. But yeah, still a very strong race. What did you make of it all? There's the market up there to help us.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this race from a form perspective. If we go to the replay of the Mackenzie Stakes, you will see five horses coming into this. Angel Capital wins this race. But have a look at the runs of Epimel's Public Attention and Sergeant Major. So that's...
Epimel's is right out the back with the yellow sleeves, just got smashed by in between Public Attention.
And Sergeant Major flies home and runs third. So the Public Attention and Epimel's don't get much galloping room at all.
Yeah.
Which at the Valley, it makes it virtually impossible to win. Sergeant Major's flashing home. That race was 1,200 metres. Saturday's race is 1,400 metres. We saw first and second across the line there, Angel Capital and Bustusto get clear runs and come down the middle. Now, in that race, they were $6. Angel Capital was well back. They were $6 and about $13 or $14. Now, in this race, which is 200 metres longer, they are first and second favourite. They are drawn barriers two and barrier three. They're going to get back in the field and there may be a reversal here. So if you think about this race, about where they're going to be in the run and the difference between the two races, there's a real big difference and I wouldn't be backing anything in this race less than sort of $7 at all. Okay. I think those two horses are too short. Angel Capital does have a lot of ability, but it's going to need a lot of luck. I haven't spoken about the Sydney horse coming down.
Private Life?
Nah, no,
there's two of them. Wanarua.
Depth
of
character.
Wanarua, who's going to go straight to the front. Obviously a great chance. I just think $4 is too short. If the track's very leaderish, then that price will come in. For me, I'm going with some value. I'm going with Public Attention. I'm going to have something small on it. I'm also going to have something on Sergeant Major as well. And it wouldn't surprise me if Epimel's ran a really good race at all. But, gee, I'm interested in this race. I'm trying to do form differently now.
Okay.
And I'm trying to do form from a different perspective that I've never done before. And this race is a great example of how you need to dig deeper than just looking at the flashing run that comes down the middle of the track and wins.
Sure. Fizz.
Yeah, I think King summed that up really well, that race. For me, Wanarua might be the one to beat, I think. It'll go straight to the front. Gay Waterhouse knows how to time him and when to bring him down to Melbourne. So for me, Caulfield 1400 has the Autumn Glow form lines, ran second to Autumn Glow. We've had a horse that ran third to Autumn Glow come out and win, I think it was last weekend. So I think the Autumn Glow form might be a bit better than this. I did look at the race Kings just talked about, and obviously half the field have come out of the same race. Out of all those horses, I think Epimel's is the one that I prefer to have something on. I'm a bit surprised how short the four and the two are, given the runs that they got compared to the other horses and the step up in 200 metres. Private Life, I'm not sold on. Polyunders for me in the market. I thought its win was only just at...
it's come out of a midweek
at
race.
At Warwick Farm, yeah. I mean, you don't know. Waller's pretty good at sending him down as well. So interesting race. No play for me, but might sneak a little bet on the five.
Is the Caulfield Guineas winner amongst all those horses?
Not sure. Let's see what happens Saturday. I'm not a futures punter.
All right, that finishes our feature races at Caulfield. And as always, you can get free tickets to Caulfield due to our good friends of the Melbourne Racing Club up on the screen there now. It's Charity Family Day. If you want to go with three mates, you can go and hit the link in the description and get free tickets to Caulfield. Sounds all right to me, Kings, doesn't it?
Sounds good. I wish I was down there.
And, of course, free AI. Kings, you've got free AI on the Victorian meetings. We do that all spring long because of our great partnership with that. Was it excellent? Yeah, I thought there was a few winners. Because of our great partnership with Racing.com and also Racing Victoria. So you can go and access AI for free on the Victorian meetings on Saturday. It's time to move to Randwick. There's a great meeting at Randwick. We've got Group 1 racing in Randwick as well. But we're going to start with the T-Rose. It's the third leg of the Princess Series. And maybe one of the most exciting horses in the country, Autumn Glow, is going around. Many people think it's a moral. It's not in the second up conundrum that we've been talking about with favourites because it's won its last two starts. Anyway, how are we handling the Glow on a Saturday?
I'm not backing Autumn Glow.
Okay.
The thing that worries me about this race is there's no pace at all in this race, like none. You've got Amina who's drawn out. If I was Chad Schofield on Amina, I'm definitely going forward and I'm leading. I'm just wondering what James is going to do from nine. I think he's probably left with no option but to go forward and try and sit 1-1 and try and get in, which could be a bit tricky. Manali's was a great win against the bias last start as well. So Manali's in this race, which gets a really nice run behind them from six. $2 Autumn Glow. I'm a massive Autumn Glow fan, but I just think this is a test.
Yes.
This is a test.
This is her test for sure.
And the map just worries me a bit if it's a slow pace or she gets out of a ground or something happens, which I said before. When you're taking $2 now on a Saturday, you want every box ticked. There's a horse in this race, fits your laugh, called Elmore Zillow.
You're not fooling anybody again, are you? Yeah. Come on.
I back Elmore Zillow every start. But Craig Williams dropped Elmore Zillow out last start, tailed out and really ran on over 1,200. 1,400 will suit Elmore Zillow. I'm not sure Elmore Zillow can win, but I think Elmore Zillow is a great place bet. That would be my suggestion for the race, is Elmore Zillow for a place.
Okay, Fizz.
All right, so I think Autumn Glow picks herself. I think she's up and coming filly, and the others are all coming out of their two-year-old seasons. Mm-hmm. They're all finished within nearly a length of each other, most of these other horses in this race. We're talking to Manal, Amina, Erno's Cube, Elmore Zillow and More Territories all came out of the same race last start. The others in the race are all out of different races, I think, and a rough. So quick talk for me, Autumn Glow, I think will get it. I think he'll push forward. I think he'll either get the 1-1 or be outside the leader. I think J-Mac will take luck into his own hands. I think it'll win again. I wasn't sold on a Manal or a Mina. I thought Erno's Cube from Barrier 2, which actually drew the car park last start and had to go right back to last, was as good a run as any out of that race that they all came out of. Elmore Zillow, Kings has talked about it. It was very stiff last start. CJ Graham, I see, gets to come up for a ride in a decent race, so good luck to her. For me, Autumn Glow's the filly to beat, and she deserves to be there.
Evens, good odds.
I think she deserves to be that price, yeah. Mm.
Just a quick one on J-Mac. I was listening to him in a podcast during the week. It was on Racing X. Mm. They asked him one interesting question. They said, when, you know, the trainers that you ride for, say, Waller and Cummings and that, when they've got a good one, you know, they call you and tell you to come and jump on. And he said, no, actually, it's the opposite. They don't say anything to me. And this is Waller and Cummings. Mm. And they say, they just let him jump on it because they want to know what his genuine opinion. And then J-Mac actually goes on to say, oh, but like John O'Shea's a bit different. He'll call me and say, oh, I've got a good one. Because I think J-Mac was sort of thinking that that's his approach. But I reckon it's actually not. Just John O'Shea has to call him and say, I've got a good one to get in there, because he's so hard to pull away from the big stable. So,
well, yeah. They'd have a great relationship, John O'Shea and J-Mac.
He would, yeah. I just thought it was interesting that how those good trainers handle the good horses. They want the jockeys to form their own opinion, not say, oh, I think this is a good one. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Mm. I just never
really thought about that. Let's move on to another really good horse. So we've got Fangirl in race 8 at Randwick. The Seven Stakes is 1,600-metre race, group 1. She's back. Zugotcha's the second favourite, so it's dominated by the girls. One quick thing before we go and look at the Golden Bullet AI screen, I can tell you're frothing. One interesting stat about Fangirl, she's only won one of her last 9 starts on a good deck.
Mm. One of the last 9 on a good deck.
One of her last 9 starts on a good deck she has won. Anyway, here's the AI screen. We can see gold, gold, gold.
We can see gold. We can see a bullet rating of 122 against Zugotcha's 78. For me, this race is all about the race shape. So the wing stakes was 1,400. Now we're up to 1,600. Royal Patronage will go forward. One start in Australia for one win in really fast time.
Yep.
Looks a really nice horse, but is going up in weight significantly. I'm worried about Royal Patronage coming off a bit of a peak. There is Major Bill is in this race as well, which has got a lot of early pace. So they are going to go hard.
Mm.
I don't know if Zugotcha won't be, has probably never been in a race where they will go as hard as this. I think it sets it up for Fangirl.
Mm-hmm.
J-Mac, Barrier 9, straight down the middle of the track. I think Fangirl's the best miler in Australia, and we will see it on Saturday. And is an official Saturday set tip. I am going to wait 220. We see these favourites often get out on the day. I'm not charging into the 220 about a horse who will race off speed. But I am very excited to see how she goes on Saturday and very confident.
Very good. Fizz, what do you say, mate?
I can't bring him down. Fangirl is a very, very good horse. All I wrote about this race was the map advantage goes to the other two. You're going to have to chase them down. And I didn't see as much speed as what King's talked about, but he looked dived deep into it. So I'll be cheering Fangirl for the King and I won't be betting. But Royal Pate, I think it's a 3-horse race. Hopefully for the King's own, Fangirl gets home.
All right, thanks, Fizz. And before we finish off, Randwick, just quickly, Race Connects, it's an organisation for young people in racing. They do a great job. And this, I think, is the best value in racing. It's up on the screen at the moment. I was lucky enough to go to the last one because I was making content. But if you're under 35, you can go to Randwick. You get in, you sit in a marquee right on the finish line. $40, they give you a few drinks. They give you food all evening. There's a DJ. It's a really good time. We're trying to help them promote it. They've already got a big crowd going. But if you are under 35 and you're in the area and you want to go, make sure you head along. I know Uncle Mal will be there.
You hit the dance floor?
No, I didn't, but I'd say that they probably will. Yeah, well, maybe last time I was there, Hot Dub Time Machine was there. Well, I love Hot Dub Time Machine, but it was raining. It was like that. It got ruined. It was the All Age Stakes Day. King Zone, your Saturday set. If you wouldn't mind just quickly running over some of those ones earlier as well.
Okay, so there's what we've been through so far is Caulfield Race 7, number 5, Banker's Choice. Same race, Caulfield Race 7, number 16, Immediacy. And then the champ, Randwick Race 8, number 6, Fangirl. So that's three. I've only got one more, only four official Saturday set tips for Saturday. Randwick Race 3, number 9, Cliff House. Ran fourth in the Goulburn Cup over 1,400. Steps up to 1,600. Tim Donnelly has only ever taken this horse once into the city for one win at Randwick. Is around the $12 mark and looks great value.
Very good. Fizz.
All right. Well done, King. Morpheville Race 1, number 1 for me, a horse called Gold Rush Guru. Steps up to the 1,550. I think this horse has got a ton of ability. Hit the line like further won't be a problem, and I think it'll be winning on Saturday. We're going to Morpheville Race 9, number 8, a horse called The Stalker. Open race. This horse is around $7 or $8. Should get a run just in behind him. 1,000 metres, first up, trialled well, like its chances. Going to Caulfield Race 7, number 15. We've talked about it, St. George. Then I'm going to go to Gold Coast. I like the run of this horse last start. Race 6, number 9, Secret Plan. A couple of scratchings I just saw this morning, but around the $4.60 mark now, and I think it's a very, very good bet. Should hit the line strongly. And then I'm going to one race at Randwick. Race 10, number 1, Win Chat. This horse flies fresh. I think it'll fly this weekend, go straight to the front, and I think it'll be very, very hard to beat.
Very good. All right, let's move on. So we're going to go to the A-team set, and here it is, Dano, who is not happy. He's really struggling along.
He's not happy at all.
He won't be giving up. So there he is. He's on IM.
An angry Dano is a dangerous Dano.
That's right. We move on to Dream Team Matt. He's on Golden Path at Randwick. Smalley tipped NCAP last week, didn't he? That was good.
That
helped his profit a lot. So he's on Autumn Glow. That's a huge tick for Autumn Glow. He doesn't steam into short price horses.
He's trying to pinch.
Yeah, that's right. Junior Matt, perfect down in Caulfield. So that's the boys of the A team. It's time to move to accountability. And Kingzone, you're not going to like this picture. You've slipped into the negative.
Oh, so I went from the bus to the tram. Now I'm driving it.
I don't think you're driving, Matt. I think you're walking.
So. Oh, no, I'm driving the bus. So I've got to pay the bills.
Oh, right. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Fizzer doing well, mate. Keep it up, son. Let's move to A-team credibility as well. Not good, but it just shows. See, Smalley, it doesn't take much. If Autumn Glow wins, he'll be in the profit. So as dire as it gets, it doesn't take much to turn around. You've got to remember that punters never, ever give up. Punter of the year, this is where all the big dogs live. Mark Cruikshank, wow.
Cruikie's flying. Get
out
my following.
I'd love to see him win. Of course, this is on the app. You can go and follow all these punters on the app and copy their tips. That's the idea of it. All right, Kings, we're getting close to wrapping up, but when we're in the Saturday session on Saturday, and we will be filming another Saturday session this week, they're very popular, you said that you were getting a bit tired of these short price favourites that are getting rolled, and I challenged you a little bit and said, okay, well, why don't you go and do a bit of data and analytics on that, because it's easy to make an emotive decision in the cut and thrust of a day on the punt. So you went away and did a bit of research, and what did you come up with?
I didn't just look at the horses that I'm backing on a Saturday that were sort of the favourites. I looked at them as a group. So I ran queries between $1.50 and $3. What I found that there's been a correction in the market of about 10%,
right,
which has gradually got worse over the last, say, 5 years and continues to get worse. So as a whole, they aren't profitable, whereas they once were. I'm not saying you can't back favourites at all, because then it's not like that at all. But what I am saying is there isn't as much value at the pointy end of the market as what there used to be. The favourites that were showing negative profits were first and second up. So be careful of those horses that are first.
Good.
It's not like you can't back them, but they need to have everything going for them.
Yes. You need to be confident.
Yeah, you need to be confident. The other one was horses at high in the weight, 58 kilos or more. were showing a negative. But the biggest negative were horses second up that were coming off peak ratings. Okay. So first up, they'd gone through the roof, a bit like a horse like Gadsby's, in particular three-year-olds. But they all age groups showed a loss.
Backed up what you thought.
Backed up what I thought. So Gadsby's came off that peak rating and then came up very short the next time, facing Storm Boy, who was first up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I think in general, just as a general rule, be very wary of a horse whose last start ran its fastest time ever, because the market nowadays picks up on that very, very quickly, whereas they didn't used to in the past.
Very good. Hey, Fizz, you're fired up for the weekend of footy?
I am fired up for the weekend of footy. My son's going mad already. He can't wait for Friday and Saturday night. He's got his Swans flag out and his Manly jersey ready to rumble.
Yeah,
really looking forward to it.
So it'd be great to see the Bloods make the grand final. So we'll be down in Melbourne for Manukato Stakes night. I've got to fly home earlier next morning, but you guys are lucky enough to be going to the grand final, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I've only ever been to one grand final. That was about 20 years ago, which is a long one. But I am on the Swannies, so I'd love to see him get through against Port Adelaide. I took $3.90 prior to the final series, so I'll be cheering him on. I'm going out to watch my beloved Roosters on Saturday night beat Manly.
Yeah, it'll be a great game. It'll be busy tomorrow night at Moore Park. We've got two games next to each other. But and it's amazing that the Swannies, I think they're about $1.30 or something, and like the team that they're $1.30 against, they got beat by 112 or something, and they were down 71-0
since 2008 or something, man. Yeah. It was got a filthy hoodoo against Port. They are a different side this year, the Swannies, but geez, I don't like going into finals with those sorts of hoodoos against.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be cheering hard. If the Swannies make it, Kings and I get to go and enjoy the grand final.
Yeah, let's cheer them on. Swannies Geelong's my tip.
And our man Paps Pun, he might be watching, mate. We love your tenacity and your ferociousness on the field.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, he backs it up.
Be tough!
He backs that with his cheering. Paps Pun's going to come in and do some content with us later in the spring, which will be good fun, so... all right, great Saturday session. I think we're just about the end of the road. I did mention the Sam Friedman podcast. Uncle Mal's been working very hard on that to edit up. It's one of the best pieces of content we've made. We're going to drop it tomorrow night just before the final. So if you're lucky enough to have some time yourself before the final start, pour yourself a drink, watch that. He's a very impressive young man going all the way to the top. And I think that is about it. We're ready to rock and roll. You ready?
I need to win.
Need to win. It's all on. Let's go. See you soon.